Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, we'd love to answer your questions. If you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. We'll answer it live on the air on one of our AMA episodes. That is, Ask Me Anything. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today, we're talking about the headlines, and the headlines herald great economic news. I believe it's important to show the full picture and allow people to draw their own conclusions. The fact is, in today's short attention span economy, the vast majority of people read the headline and maybe the first paragraph of a news story. On Friday, the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics issued the latest unemployment numbers. The headline on the front page of the Wall Street Journal read, U.S. unemployment rate falls to the lowest level since 1969. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7% from 3.9% in August, the lowest rate since December 1969, said the Labor Department on Friday. There's only one problem with that metric. The measurement has changed between 1969 and today. And while the number is good news for the economy, it's not the whole story. As property owners and real estate investors, we want our tenants to have jobs. We want them to have good jobs, high-paying jobs. But there's a counterpoint to the story. Last month, 150,000 Americans entered the labor force, keeping the share of American adults working or looking for work steady at 62.7%. While unemployment is historically low, the labor force participation rate is just a hair above multi-decade lows. The rate is slightly up from a recent low of 62.3% in 2015. The actual low point for labor market participation was in the late 1970s, a time when women were still entering the workforce in greater numbers. Now, if we go back to January of 2008, the labor participation rate was 66.2%. In fact, a year ago today, the labor participation rate was sitting at 63%, slightly higher than today, even though the unemployment rate was running at 4.2% as compared with today's 3.7%. You might conclude the economy is better off today than a year ago, but is it really? Which metric is more important? The labor participation rate, or people who have applied for unemployment benefits. When unemployment falls below 4%, most economists expect that wages will start to grow as it becomes more and more difficult to find people to fill jobs. The Help Wanted Index is up, which indicates that employers are having a harder time finding people to fill positions. But the number of Americans on the sidelines is one factor economists point to for modest wage growth despite a record high level of job openings and an improving broader economy. The other factor affecting economic growth, of course, is the cost of money. We all know that short-term interest rates increased a quarter point a couple of weeks ago. The real metric to watch is the long-term interest rate. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is used as the basis for insured loans, and it's one of the bellwether measures for real estate borrowing. At the start of 2018, interest rates on the 30-year fixed-rate loan were 3.95%. In the last couple of days, the 10-year Treasury yield has jumped up 20 basis points, and with it, the interest rate for the 30-year fixed loan, which now sits at 4.85%. Conventional loans are now routinely being quoted above 6%, even though our team just recently received a commitment letter for a conventional loan at 5.25% for a stabilized asset. There's definitely a range of offerings in the market, and it pays to shop around. Well, that's a bit of a small aside, so let's get back to the main topic. The headlines give a glimpse, a snapshot, a perspective. They're not the whole story. They're true, but they're not the whole truth. In fact, they're closer to a half-truth than the truth. They're an attention-grabbing half-truth. Economists don't appear to be spooked by the great unemployment numbers. And this is because despite the headlines, the overall labor participation rate in the economy remains relatively low. That's more of the truth, but even then, it's probably not the entire story. The economy is a complex machine with many moving parts and local effects that far outweigh the national averages. For example, if you're living in Houston, your local economy is still being affected by Hurricane Harvey from last year. If you're living in the coastal regions of North Carolina, your economy is dominated by the effect of Hurricane Florence. If you're living in North Dallas, your economy is being driven by the relocation of many corporate headquarters from other parts of the nation. You get the idea. It is hard to ignore the headlines. They're designed to catch your attention, and they shape public opinion. Just remember, the new media promise is to tell you the truth, the half-truth, and nothing but the half-truth. As you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.